The Speaker, Mr. Aweyi, said the Assembly was concerned about the effect of the coronavirus pandemic on the global economy, which has brought about economic recession and loss of jobs. The Speaker urged the state government to quickly reel out its post-COVID-19 economic plan, saying the proposed stimulus bill will be given accelerated passage upon presentation before the House of Assembly. Highlighting the achievement of the State Assembly in the last 1 year, Mr. Aweyi said the Assembly, through quality legislation, has passed 8 bills that has direct impact on the people of the state. He said effective oversight of ongoing developmental projects in the state and making the Assembly accountable through publication of its activities and effective public engagement and e-parliament were also recorded. Mr. Aweyi thanked the Governor of the state, Mr. Adegboyega Oyetola, and the people of Osun for their support and for allowing peace to reign in the state, saying the lawmakers will rededicate themselves to serving them more in the second year of the 7th Assembly.
The House is ready to accelerate any bills, any laws that we assist the entire citizen in enjoying and having the feel of the good governance in the state of Osun.
In his remark, Governor Adegboyega Oyetola said the state admires the monumental achievement and people-oriented legislation the State Assembly had delivered in the last 1 year.
The 7th Assembly has demonstrated in this 1 year its life that is a people-centered, service-oriented and development-focused House. The Executive has enjoyed robust leadership of this Honorable Assembly with neither act compromising its role and integrity.
Governor Oyetola appreciated the lawmakers for their understanding during the raging coronavirus pandemic, saying he is confident that the state has what it takes to take it to the desired level in the days ahead. He therefore urged the legislators, who are the representative of the people, to continue to mobilize the people to support the government. Present at the special plenary session were Deputy Governor Mr. Adegboyega Alabi, former speakers, past lawmakers, as well as other government functionaries. From Oshogbo, Tomi Adekoya, reporting for Radio Nigeria.